WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at LizzieWorldCon, WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/Number2Live. To interact with us live, it is our stream anniversary, I guess, or affiliate anniversary or something. Like, I don't know. It's something. Twitch made a thing, new fancy badges for chat. Some people have to figure out technology, but that's...
It's not there. I don't know what to tell you. It's not there. I will screenshot it again and show you what's there. It's not there.
It is what it is. We're here to talk Monday Night Raw, plus all the news you can handle. If Matt can find it, I mean, it's pretty
it legit isn't there. Like, it's legit not there. Anyway.
Anyway, we have stuff to get into and all the things presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
Screenshotting this so you can see it because you don't believe me.
I believe you.
I know y'all think I'm stupid, but in this case, it's legit not there.
So chat.
Where is it?
Click the tab right below it.
The custom badge?
Yeah. Does that come up?
Customizable badge. I have a Destiny badge. I have a mute button badge. I have a no visual badge or listening only badge. I have a crown. I have
apparently
a 2023 and I have a 2024.
Apparently she doesn't have it yet.
I legit do not have it, y'all.
She doesn't have it.
I'm not special.
Okay. Anyway.
Maybe I have to get to 55 months because, Some people have been here for 55 months, so maybe I have to get here for 55.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
But anyway, the one time I was right. The one time I'm right. We have stuff to talk about.
We do have things to talk about.
Oh my goodness gracious. And we're going to jump right into news brought to our friends over at MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. And not a lot of news, but some news. So WWE is taking over Clash of Clans. They're invading ahead of WrestleMania 41. And you have all kinds of superstars that you can play as. You have cosmetics. You have all kinds of cool stuff that is going into this game. Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, The Undertaker, Bianca Belair, and other WWE superstars will be reimagined as iconic characters inside the world of Clash of Clans, culminating in an enhanced match sponsorship at WrestleMania 41 at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. So your official lineup for the game is Rhea as the Archer Queen, The Undertaker will be the Grand Warden, Bianca Belair is the Royal Champion, goddamn right she is. Rey Mysterio is the Minion Prince. I don't know why that feels insulting, but that feels insulting. Kane is Pekka, P-E-K-K-A. Becky Lynch as Valkyrie. And Jey Uso as Thrower. They announced this by featuring Cody Rhodes as Overlord Rhodes in a commercial where he was a bad guy taking over people's villages and, you know, generally just being not nice. And well, he got ran out of town by a little girl who defended her village and saved everybody. So yeah, good for them. This is a mobile game, by the way, in case anybody's curious. And it's Clash of Clans. I think it's not out now, is it? Or is it?
I believe Clash of Clans is out. I think it's been out for a long time. And this is just an update to it.
They haven't, yeah, they don't say when this, in the article, they don't say when this goes live. Beginning Tuesday, April 1st. So yeah, it's out.
It's out already. Okay, there you go.
But you can get themed environments, gameplay events, cosmetics, Easter eggs, and more. Apparently, Cody has been playing this game for a decade.
I mean, people do love their mobile games, so.
I'm one of them. I'm addicted to a couple. But yeah, so good for him. Do what you love.
Do what you love, have fun with it, and go from there.
Yes, and Overlord Rhodes will be, that is actually his player handle, and he's going in the game as a Barbarian King. So there you go. But yeah, download now, enjoy, and have fun in Clash of Clans. The first ever WWE Immortal Moment Award will be given at this year's WrestleMania Hall of Fame with the induction of Bret Hart versus Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13.
So people are like, why are they doing this? Because UFC's been doing the same thing for a while now in their Hall of Fame, where they've inducted different matches and moments. Because they need
content.
And also it's content, but it also allows them to bring people back in for matches and moments and honor them and put them in Hall of Fames and honor them. So it's cool. It gets Bret Hart and Steve Austin at WrestleMania. So it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah.
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure. In a spoiler-ish, Rey Fénix is officially with WWE. That's not a spoiler. And he will debut this Friday on SmackDown.
Not a spoiler. They announced it. It was a video. He's coming Friday. They announced it last Friday on SmackDown.
Last Friday. That makes sense.
Yeah. No. They can't take it off on Fridays.
Or put it on at like 10.
No. I was watching it at 3 in the afternoon. It was fun. Yeah. So Rey Fénix, opposite brand of Penta.
Interesting choice.
Keep them apart until you want to unite them at some point down the road. It works.
It works.
It gives them another talent they need for the show, and you go from there.
We do. So welcome, Ray. A new documentary focused on WrestleMania 9 will debut exclusively on Peacock on Friday, April 11th, titled WrestleMania 9, Becoming a Spectacle. The documentary features behind-the-scenes footage from the 1993 event. And this is where, more or less, WrestleMania went from the more standard wrestling show to the beginning of what we know it as now, where it was the shows. This is the last show that they had in Vegas at Caesars, where they had like the togas and the chariots, and the Undertaker had the bird, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
It was something.
It was a thing.
So yeah, they film everything. So the fact that they had this in a can and they can look back on it is pretty cool. And it's very well timed for WrestleMania back in Las Vegas.
My God, it's like they planned it.
Right?
Bastards. But yeah, check it out. It comes out on April 11th. So I'm looking forward to watching it. Moving on to AEW, former NJPW star Kevin Knight signs with AEW. So congratulations to him.
He's already appearing on television. Congrats.
AEW announced additional events to take place throughout the Arlington Garland region as part of AEW All In Texas Week, highlighted by multiple AEW televised events, ROH Death Before Dishonor, and a 2-day StarCast event.
And this is all the details.
Oh, okay. On Wednesday, July 9th, AEW Dynamite will take place live from the Curtis Cowell Center in Garland, Texas. In addition, a special live episode of AEW Collision will emanate from the Curtis Cowell Center on Thursday, July 10th. On the 11th, Ring of Honor will return to the Esports Arena in Arlington for Death Before Dishonor. Tickets for Death Before Dishonor are currently available exclusively as a part of AEW All In Texas VIP packages.
So okay. They sound like they're thrown in. The packages.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a second. A limited number of tickets for Death Before Dishonor will be available on the 21st of April at 10 a.m. Central via rohtix.com. So basically, you're not necessarily opening this up to everyone because the esports arena is small from what I remember.
Yeah, it's a few hundred people. A couple. I think maybe a thousand, I think they had. Something like that, maybe.
Maybe. So, yeah, it makes sense that they're doing limited tickets and the VIPs get the first shot.
Which is fun.
We'll see how it plays out.
It's something else for them. It's their WrestleMania week, so they're giving them multiple shows to go to, as we're talking about next.
Oh, I have no qualm with this at all. I think it's great. It's more the tickets are already available in the VIP packages, and I question how many VIP packages they're selling or they're offering versus how many tickets they're going to open up on the 21st. Because if they put the bulk of the tickets in the VIP packages and the VIPs decide they don't want to go, that could be a bad look. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully they do. I'm sure they will, because if you're paying money for a VIP package, I'm sure you'll go. But it's just, to me, it's like it's an interesting move. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it plays out. On July 11th and the July 12th at the Sheraton Arlington, StarCast will return to All In Week. StarCast will feature meet and greets with AEW stars alongside other legends of professional wrestling, revealing panel discussions. Why did they use the word revealing? Why? Why would you use that word? Out of everything to describe a panel, why would you say revealing? Y'all. Anyway, exclusive fan events and more. StarCast packages will go on sale April 21st at 10 a.m. Central. You can go to awtix.com and starcast.com. And StarCast is two R's, just so everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Reveal. Why would you use revealing? Why? Hold on. Is that like their legit press release?
That's exactly how I copied it, yes.
That's not what I want to do. Hold on. Hold. 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 Hold, hold. I just want to see something.
Yeah, that's pretty true. She's Googling.
No, I'm not Googling. I'm Grammarling. Grammarly-ing?
While she's improve doing that, this. While she's improve doing this. While she's doing that, nowhere in the all-in VIP experience, allelitewrestling.com/allelitexperience, does it say anything about, oh, no, there it is. There's a complimentary seat to the Friday, July 11th ROH show. You don't pay. They're just give. It's like I said. It's thrown in for the All In and Champion version. If you're paying $1,350 or $1,050, you get a free ticket to the ROH show. I mean, that makes sense. If you're paying for floor seats to the big show, you get a free seat to the other show. It makes sense.
Okay, I just want everybody to know that when I told Grammarly to improve that statement, that it chose engaging. As opposed to revealing. Engaging panel discussions.
But it may be revealing panel discussions. They may be revealing secrets you've never heard before about an event that has taken place in professional wrestling.
Okay.
I'm just pointing it out there.
I know you're pointing it out there, but it's not. When you're trying to, revealing doesn't carry necessarily like a positive connotation when you're talking about panel discussions, because that generally is like, oh, we're going to have revealing panel discussions. So you're going to have drama, or you're going to spill tea at this?
Yes.
Which could lead to drama?
Yes.
I don't know. I wouldn't have used the word revealing. I would have gone with like engaging or exciting or something. I'm stuck on the word. I'm sorry.
We can tell.
He can cut all this out.
No, it's all staying in the show.
We're earning that number 8.
For witty. Finish the last bit of that so we can talk about that part of it.
Anyway, AEW All In Texas takes place on July 12th with a special start time of 2 p.m. Central from Global Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The event marks the first time a professional wrestling event has been held at the Globe Life Field and will air live around the world on pay-per-view. Go.
So I heard the positive part about this. It means people around the world live can watch it at a decent time, which is true. And that it keeps it on brand for when All In has been airing on pay-per-view the last couple of years since they've been in London. And it's been airing at 3 p.m. Eastern. So that part made sense. Mm-hmm. They were also scared. They were also moved out of their time slot by WWE and Saturday night's main event.
Oops.
Which is taking place that same Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. So they decided to not compete, which is a lot of the things they're not going to be doing, is competing with WWE going forward in terms of head-to-head, especially on Saturdays. Especially WrestleMania Night 1, they're no longer in a collision daring, I think, on the Thursday, not on the Saturday. Where we're at. It's a smart move, but...
Oh, I don't disagree. It's definitely a smart move. Like, if you don't want to go up against them, then don't go up against them. Especially if you're airing worldwide.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
So, lots of exciting stuff for All In. So, you know, go buy your stuff. Go get your tickets. Go to those revealing discussions.
And before we go to break, I want to hit this.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
All right, Orange Cassidy is out with a torn pec.
# blame Brent.
So hopefully he gets better quickly. And Jay White is out with a broken hand.
# blame Brent.
That sucks hopefully for both men.
That does suck for both men.
But yeah, Jay White's not supposed to miss too long, but he is out of the Owen tournament.
See ya. Who's the wild card?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
They didn't announce it last night?
No, it's a wild card.
Oh.
It'll be announced whenever that match happens.
Oh.
That's okay. Why it's a wild card. No, it's a wild card, which means it'll happen when it happens.
So is he going to come out like a devil mask and everything? Or is that only like the one time?
That's a different type of... That's the devil, not a wild card.
But isn't that how the last devil showed up?
No.
The wild card? No?
No. No. They had a wild card like 2 weeks ago, and it was Speedball Mike Bailey.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe it'll be again. Who knows?
Who knows? So she'll make more of these picks this weekend as we gear up for AEW Dynasty this Sunday live. On pay-per-view, which means this Saturday is Excalibur Challenge on CB Radio Live.
God damn it.
Let's go to break.
When we come back, we are going to be talking all about Monday Night Raw. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Alive, face of an angel, I look in the mirror only to find face of a stranger.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Mm-hmm. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-She. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Henderson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming gift sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are here to do the final Raw post show on the Rack because WWE has finished up their tour of Europe. They are on their way back to the States, or they should be back in the States now, and we will get Raw live from Minneapolis come Monday. But London was the final stop for Raw, and oh, it did not disappoint.
Yeah, it's time less Raw reaction for a while here on Thursday, probably not till the end of summer, unless things happen and we have to do it on Thursday, but no scheduled ones until then. But yeah, we talked about it last week. They needed a Cody Cena actual confrontation, and we got one.
Oh, we got one.
Cena's out first. Cody followed him right out. the ready to go. He didn't even let Cena talk. He went right into it. He did his job for him. He said, there's a lot to make fun of me for. You know, I have a little bit of a lisp. S words are hard. Like Stardust. Has to bother Cena wrestling Stardust in the main event of WrestleMania. And going on last. You know, I have a tattoo on my neck. Fans were singing for him. Cody said Cena's words didn't match his actions. Accused him of lying to the audience over the last 2 decades. Also mentioned, you know, having to leave and going elsewhere and failing at that. Failing at getting booed. It was getting booed at the rival company. He said he used to ride with Cena. He said he knows that Cena cared for him. Even more so the fans. Fans chanted, sold out. You sold out. He said he would not reduce himself and punch down. Cena said he would not reduce himself and punch down at Cody's level just to protect him. He's not going to cook Cody Rhodes. He's going to bury him. Just like, everyone else says he's been doing for years. That John Cena buries talent. He doesn't bury talent. I am talent. I bury mediocrity. He doesn't give a damn about his list or his failures. He talked about Cody's ego, accused him of riding his coattails. And, you know, he called him nothing more than his chauffeur. That's your why, Cody. You with the WWE title disgust me. You want to be undeniable, you're still underwhelming. He told Cody he has to be authentic, but he's too perfect and polished. He relies on fans singing his name over and over again to get by. Fans did it right away. He starts laughing. Cena said, if you take away Cody's entrance, there's nothing more to look at aside from the thick pinstripe suit. Cena said Cody's too afraid to show who he is and gives the viewers a generic mix of superstar he's ever seen or every TV show he's ever watched. He comes off like a generic blob who is still afraid of public speaking. He said he's worked too hard to make that title a symbol of mastery to have it carried around by a Nepo baby who's so into himself that he had a wrestling gimmick tattooed for the world to see. It's not where the tattoo is at. It's what it is. It exposes Cody Rhodes as a common fan. Cena says the last real champion has taken a ton of home and will expose Cody for being an errand boy who got lucky. There's your why, pal. He said the fans chose him. Cody said the fans chose him. Cody said they asked Cena if they could say the same or if it was the one guy in the office who chose him who isn't there anymore. Fans went, ooh. Cena said he's a wrestler like his father before him. Cody said if anyone is a company creation, it's John Cena. He said everyone is afraid of Cena on the mic, but he's not because he knows Cena has more dick in his promo than he does in his jorts. Cody said Cena makes fun of him looking like he's 16 and taking public speaking lessons, but Cena's the one who is hanging around with Zac Efron, wishing he was 16. And then asked, which one of us sold out to The Rock? John, you are still my hero, but you're also a piece of shit.
Respect.
Cena smiled and said, oh, let's just like all the people, Cody's brain is filled with feces rather than facts. Cena said he's worked harder than anyone. He was never protected by anyone. He's a superstar from taking their best shot of him. Everyone comes down here to do so. Cena said no one's been worthy enough to put him in the ground, so he decided to do it himself. He said, I've never left. He's always been there. No matter what garbage he's given, he always finds a way to make it great. Cena said Cody had to leave because at his best he realized he can't wipe Cena's ass. Cena said he makes empires from billionaires. All you've done is steal money from their kids. See you at WrestleMania, champ. Cody tells him not to go. At least no crowd has ever told me that I can't wrestle. Fans start chanting it. Cena got in the ring, ready to fight. Cena went for a cheap shot. Cody left them laying with a crossroad. And go.
This was so good. I will say this. My only criticism of this was that Cena was way stronger than Cody in this. Cody got some shots in. But like the what sticks with me, because it's always the last thing you hear, and that's what sticks with you, is Cena taking the shot of, you know, I build empires for billionaires. You just take money from their kids. And then Cody's like, well, at least I can wrestle. Come on, dude. Come on. That's the best you can come at him with. That's the best you can come up. And I know there's a better shot there and he can't take it. Like, trust me, I get it. But like, that was the closing line was, well, at least I can wrestle. Come on, dude.
Well, it got him to fight. And that's what it was meant to do. And that's what it did.
I know that's, but it's out of all the shots that were taken in that promo between the two, like that verbal battle, it's that final one, right? That's my only criticism of it.
I get it. But here's the thing,
it's a little weak.
I like the most of it. Fans chant it for Cena.
He flipped the crowd.
He did.
Like, God damn it, John.
He was so good. He as heel as he was, and he was heel, him burying Cody flipped the crowd for a minute. Cody flipped them back. There was some hesitation on flipping them on the flip back.
Took him a minute.
But Cena was so good, he flipped the crowd.
I mean, and that was... John, no!
And it wasn't intentional. It just happened.
But that's how you do it.
Yep.
That's the mark of a really good performer, is when they're supposed to be the bad guy and they just unintentionally flip the crowd. Like, you don't... It's just effortless. It just happens. And then now... Cody's got to come back and be like, oh shit.
Well,
like,
the good,
no, I got to bring it back.
The good thing is Cody now has 3 weeks or whatever it is, 2 weeks to earn the crowd. Because John Cena's not there. Because John's not there.
Oh, I know he, I know John's not there. And he'll get the crowd back. Like, he'll walk out on Monday and they'll cheer for him.
Oh, yeah. He has the crowd because the Crossroads gave him the crowd back. But yeah.
But
London got flipped a little.
Yeah. A little bit. But this is the fire that I think I've been waiting to see from Cody that hasn't necessarily been there. So I hope like that this intensity continues to ramp up. And I hope he just is like absolutely ready to go for Cena come WrestleMania, which he pretty much is. Like, he could go now. But like, just basically Cena challenging Cody. Like, actually challenging him for more than just physically. Like, mentally, emotionally... Like, all the things, right? Like, challenging Cody on that level. And that, to me, is what will make this an absolutely epic fight. But, like, this is what needed to happen to just kick it up another notch. Because this is now... Because I've said this before, and I'll say this again. This is sending Cody Rhodes to the next level. This is cementing his place in Cena's spot. And he has to prove that he can hang with Cena, number one, which he can. We know he can wrestling-wise, but, like, performance-wise, can he do it? And I think he can. I'm pretty sure he can. But it's just putting him in that place. So he has to prove himself. And it's something that he hasn't had to do for a long while. I don't think he's ever really had to do it, right? Because it was like, he was the top guy in AEW, and I can't speak to it because I never saw it, but it's like, it was always assumed that he was the top guy there. He never really had to, like, I feel like, fight for that from what I remember hearing. But on this, it's, you want to be the top guy, you want to be me, you want to rule the roost, as it were. Let's see if you can actually do it. It's more than just shaking hands and kissing babies and doing press and all this other stuff. You have to perform on a specific level. And Cena's pushing him there, which is really neat to watch.
It is very neat to watch. Other things happened on the show, including New Day having a match. They won a tag team title shot.
So I don't like their new music.
You're not supposed to. They're heels.
Okay. Well, I mean, but sometimes you can get a banger, you know. Heel theme.
I mean,
like,
it fits.
My God, Miz.
Yeah, I get that. It is, music is music at this point. They're hits and misses because they got 200 people they got to make songs for. So
I don't even know who does their music anymore.
Def Rebel or something, and everyone hates them.
Are those people that did Cody's theme?
No.
Okay.
Cody got real people.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Like, Def Rebel makes some good ones. They've made some good ones, but also pretty much very generic at times, too.
I mean, I respect that.
And everyone who clamors for Jim Johnson back, who's 70-something years old, and Jim Johnson also wasn't making music for 200 people at a time.
Jim Johnson is not about that life.
They had 50 people, maybe at most, he had to make music for.
I don't think he did everybody's.
He did a majority of them. But my point is, WWE has like 200 people under contract, so not everyone's going to be a banger.
Now, I would be curious to know if you could like go to him and commission him to do something, and then he licenses that back. If he'll do that, or if that bridge is like really
I don't think he does anything anymore anyhow. But anyway, back to the point. It's New Day.
Six studio.
New Day took on London's own New Catch Republic. Peter Dunne and Tyler Bate back together. Tyler cut his hair on his return. New Day wins. Solid match. But Tyler tried to age himself younger. Even though he's very young still, he cut the long hair.
I'm going to be honest. I'm glad he cut the hair. Like, it was fine. I get what he was trying to go for. But it's like, no, honey. Just be you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just you do you. Like, it was good to see him and Pete back together. I hope they make this a regular thing. I hope they put them in the tag division. I hope they, like, have a little bit of a run. That would be nice to see them get their due.
And we'll see.
We'll see. Like, I don't know if they were kind of holding Dunn back for bait or if they just don't have anything for done. I don't know. I want to see them succeed because they're both incredibly talented individuals. We've seen that time and time again.
Yeah,
so
we'll see how it goes for them.
We will.
They have a tough hill to climb. New Day had a stare down with the War Raiders after the match. So we're setting up that for a future match, maybe WrestleMania.
Ooh, who knows?
Or the week of WrestleMania or something. Who knows? Jey Uso was talking to Jimmy backstage. He said, feels a lot better if he was in Jimmy's corner. Jimmy told him, Gunther's a beatable man, and he would beat Gunther tonight, and then Jey would have nothing to worry about to be cut, and he would just beat him at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight title. Jimmy told Jey, not to worry. I hear you. Just be careful. So it was Jimmy Uso, Gunther, one-on-one. Solid match. Gunther put Jimmy to sleep. He put the sleeper back on him. Jey came out. Gunther ran away. They go to break. So as they're helping Jimmy, or Jey is helping Jimmy with a trainer to get Jimmy up the aisle, Gunther attacks from behind. He then zip ties Jey to the ring apron. To the ring rope. And then just starts to beat on Jimmy Uso for a while. Jey just has to stand there and watch. Throws him into the post. Beats him on the floor. Jimmy ends up getting hit with the belt. He's bleeding. Gets powerbombed. Jay's trying to grab at Gunther. Can't grab at him. And he just has to stand there and watch Jimmy get beat down over and over again. And choked out one more time. As Jey just had to stand there and watch. Oh, so close to reaching out to touch him. But just couldn't get to him.
You can look, but you can't touch. Mm-hmm. This is like Randy Orton rehashed a little bit. But the visual, okay, like the match was fine, the match was great, the stuff, all the stuff before the break was great. The visual of Jey looking on as Gunther is holding on to his brother, and both Jimmy and Gunther are covered, and I mean covered, in blood.
Yep.
And it's the shot of like Gunther having Jey or Jimmy in the sleeper, and then Gunther standing there with the title covered in blood. That is a lasting image. And yeah, Rock's got up on the screen, like Jimmy laying in his feet. Like, just that is a lasting image.
Yeah.
And just the effectiveness of this is just spectacular. Like, go them for this. I don't know if the blood was intentional or not.
No, it was very much, it was the point of the segment.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure. Although I hope Jimmy's okay.
Jimmy will be fine.
Blood.
It was fine.
But this is how you use blood effectively, y'all. This is how you do this. This is how you use blood. When you don't have it a lot of the time, and then you see it, and you see it in this amount and in this capacity, it just has that oomph to it that just push this feud that much harder, because Gunther has now taken out Jimmy. Jey doesn't have Jimmy anymore.
Nope.
Can't rely on his family, which means Jay's got to dig deep and he's got to go for Gunther. And this kind of made me want them to slap a stip on this match. I don't think they're going to, and I don't think they're going to do anything like First Blood, but I mean, back in the day they would, but not now. But I kind of wanted them to slap like a little bit of a stipulation on this match at Mania, just to let them push it that much more. Make it like a street fight or no holds barred or something like that, where you can ramp the intensity up a little bit and you take out that all important disqualification for these two. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that should not be present. Like, the ability to disqualify oneself should not be present in this. They should be able to do whatever they need to do to win the title, whoever that is. Especially if you're going to have, like, potentially Lupe Kaiser show up for Gunther. You could have somebody show up for Jey. Could be Jimmy, could be somebody else. But you take out that all-important disqualification and you just let whatever's going to happen, happen. But this was just phenomenally so good. I love this. And that, what does that say about me as a person?
That's a lot. Anyway, backstage, Finn is talking with Dom and Carlito when Liv and Raquel arrive. Liv said it looked like Belair and Dom buried a hatchet. Belair said the brothers fight like cats and dogs, but always make up. He told coincidentally, told Raquel that he was sorry she lost to Lyra last week. He told her not to worry, he'll bring home the Intercontinental title. We had Bron Breakker and Penta bickering and then shook hands backstage. It was Penta and Breakker taking on Finn and Dom in a tag match. Finn and Dom get the win. Penta got hit with a spear by Braun Breaker on accident, and then Balor hit the coup de grace for the win. We were backstage. We'll talk all about it in a second. We were backstage later, and they were talking, sort of setting up, you know, Finn's like, yeah, I did it. I did this. I did it. It was a lot of eyes in his statements. And then it's like, you know, I'm going to talk to Pierce about it in an Intercontinental title shot for myself. And then it's like, Liv's like, no, I'm going to go. Once he's done, I'm going to talk because you both won the match. You deserve a title shot. So Liv's going to try to get Dom a title shot. So we'll see where that comes. We'll see where that ends up going. I like the match. And the storyline furthers.
We're seeing the fragmenting of the Judgment Day. We're seeing that Finn could soon be out, and everybody else is going to go their own way.
Chad Gable told Adam Pearce that El Grande Americano was a great signing, and he has a doctor to get him out of a match, and it's a shame he won't be ready for Raw in Minneapolis. It's like, it's my hometown, I'll be ready, I'll be good. No. Nothing's more important than your health. And he already made matches for El Grande Americano to wrestle, and then Gable and Alpha Academy had a stare down, and then Maxine wants to talk about, she's been talking to Natty, have some ideas for a tag division, and then they're setting that up. So, solid little stuff.
Very solid little stuff.
You had Logan, AJ Styles is going to come to the ring. He was tired of waiting for Logan Paul to call him out, so he called him out instead. Told AJ that he's a girl that he wants to teach his daughter forgiveness, so he forgives AJ for what he did and did to him at Madison Square Garden. AJ says he forgives Logan for being the biggest douchebag to enter WWE. He said, Logan Paul said he doesn't fight for free and London can't afford him. Paul said everyone in London is broken, pointed at everyone saying you're all broke. He said that one fan probably spent his life savings on front row and now he's calling him poor. Logan Paul said AJ Styles is set his sights higher and pointed at WrestleMania side. AJ caught a kick from Logan. They started a brawl. In the end, the pulverizer from Logan Paul and AJ Styles left AJ Styles laying, setting up their match at WrestleMania. Solid.
Very solid little promo. Like, the crowd did not like Logan Paul. They kept booing him out of the building.
Like you do.
But we're, like you do. It's very fun. Done it firsthand. But yeah, this is setting up really nicely. I don't think it's going to be much to write home about, but we'll see.
No, I think it'll be better than people expect.
Let's hope so. I don't think it's going to be bad. Like, that's the thing. But in terms of everything that is going on this show, this is far from the most important thing that's going on. Or
but they'll have drama. No, but they'll have a couple big highlights in the match, knowing both men.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you got to do it for the socials.
Jackie Redmond was talking with Lyra Carey. Thank Bailey for having her back last week against Raquel and Liv. She has to make clear that she can stand on her own 2 feet. She said Bailey's the only person who beat her since she won the title and is driving her crazy. And they'll have a rematch next week on Raw for the Intercontinental title, which will probably be interrupted by Liv and Raquel setting up a tag match at WrestleMania. Just calling it now. It's called a hunch.
Maybe.
We'll see. But your main event was Io Sky, Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. Bianca Belair was the special guest referee. Match was really good. But Bianca took a couple of shots from both ladies and then she had enough. She called for a double DQ. They all brawled. But at the end, it was Rhea who stood tall. It was good.
The match was good. Like, the match was actually really solid. Very much enjoyed it.
But you knew there was going to be no finish.
You knew there was going to be no finish. And I'm not sure I like how they did the no finish in terms of the distance between Rhea taking a shot and Io taking a shot. Because, like, Rhea took the shot against Bianca and she just kind of lets it go, and then like Io takes the shot and then Bianca's like no, I'm done. Like, I kind of like would have almost preferred to see them like sequentially, like one right after the other, then she's like, all right, that's it, both of you are done, you know?
Yeah, like, I get
just,
that
it's like it was just the sequence of events. It felt and it's not on anybody, it just felt off, right? That like Rhea took the shot and then the match continues and then Io took the shot and like Bianca kind of gets up and then she's like, all right, that's it, I'm out, I'm done. And then the announcers are doing their best to sell like, well, she took, you know, she put up with a lot in this match, she let a lot happen in this match, you know, that she could have disqualified them for it. Like, yeah, okay.
I mean, she did. There was some stuff she could have, but
there was definitely stuff she could have. But
in the end, Rhea then had a mad afterwards. It was very upset. She cut a promo on social. It's good.
She had a mad. She beat people up. The announcer sold her as, this woman doesn't have a match at WrestleMania. Nope. No, she does not.
Not yet.
She working on it though. See if she can make it happen. But like, yeah, the whole thing was good. like in terms of them keeping these three intertwined for right now and as they build towards what will obviously be a three-way at this point. So I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes.
That was Raw. Good show.
That was Raw. It was a great show. Once again, like that was on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yeah, I'm looking forward to what comes on Monday.
But that's our show.
That is our show. So you've got stuff to plug. Plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. It is True or False WrestleMania edition. Tune in 11:30 Eastern for CB Radio Live. Sunday, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Chat GPT says WrestleMania. Main Eventers. Monday night, we're back live. 10:30, right after Raw. For the Raw Post Show. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Another edition of the Rack. It is a tier list on WrestleMania entrances. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Rack Radio Show. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lin's M Word
in the Fortnite item shop. Epic Game Store when you buy Adidas, a big toe, Marvel, Linkin Park, Dune, anything you can possibly ever imagine, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLin'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward 0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and like and subscribe and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you later. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.